Oh, what am I gonna do? I'm addicted to Mountain Dew. When I drink this one or two, these people say,
what's wrong with you, man?
Hey everyone, this is Dan.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Brian here.
And we're gonna have an unusual episode of the Earn This podcast today. So, Brian's somewhat of a regular here, but we actually have a new friend here. I would say he is probably the biggest fan of the Earn This podcast. As far as I know, he's the only one who's ever binge listened to the Earn This podcast. That's our coworker, Colin.
Yes, thanks for the award, by the way. I got it framed on my wall for binge listener of EarnThis.net podcast. It's pretty great. I kind of want to have it signed, though. Do you think you could do that for me?
I think we could get all of the podcast members to give you a signature on that one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Just pass it around.
I would say we would print out our complete transcripts, but that would be several hundred pages at this point. So.
Oh, darn.
So, Colin is a connoisseur of many things, and one of those things is
Mountain Dew,
and its many variations. So,
yes.
Colin insisted that he be in an episode of the Earn This podcast. Like I said, the biggest fan.
Yeah, I begged him for weeks, practically, and he finally caved in and was like, we'll drink some Mountain Dews for you and see how it goes.
Perhaps a play on the beer podcast that we've done, but Colin's not a beer drinker for one reason or another.
Yes, yes. So we got a good lineup for you guys tonight. We are going to be starting off with original Mountain Dew. We chose this Mountain Dew because it's, you know, the original, the classic, as some people may say, just to, you know, start off. And then we'll bridge out to some other flavors. So I think it's time for me to open this Mountain Dew bottle.
Ah, such a good sound.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
So I think what the game plan here is that... I think the game plan is that we're going to go through... We have 8 different Mountain Dews. Who knew there were so many Mountain Dews?
Oh, this is maybe half of what's currently available.
I know there's also some Dew energy drinks that we just... completely ruled out. That was just going to be too much for us.
That would have been crazy for one way or another. And, you have to have a rule set on the things that you do. You know,
right.
You got to stick with one. And we chose just, you know, the bottled sodas that you could find. We
have a couple of exotics.
Yeah, there's going to be a surprise one coming up that it was on our radar, and we were, like, mulling over it because we thought it was an energy drink. But we did some research. It was not an energy drink. It cleared for our rule set. And we're going to be excited to taste that later for you guys. You guys ready to drink this one?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
So all right. I typically start my tastings with some color notes. So,
okay.
I mean, I would say it's a little bit cloudy. It's a urine-ish green.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
I would say it's like a lime.
It's like a limeish yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've definitely peed this color before, so...
maybe not that effervescence.
Yeah, there's a much more carbonation.
Yeah. Yeah, the smell,
I actually like the smell of Mountain Dew, regular Mountain Dew.
It smells, like, very limey.
Yeah, it gives us a citrusy...
It's like you got a fruit here.
Yeah, like right here in my glass, there's a fruit.
So taking a sip.
Alright.
There's some tartness.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, again, lemon, lime... your usual, typical... It's not exactly like Sprite. I'd say it's like more lemon-limey than Sprite is. Because Sprite is like... I don't know. It doesn't have as much flavoring.
Yeah. Sprite, I think of as much more crisp than this.
Yeah, it's like a light flavor.
This has more body to it. I will say, I think the most common complaint with Mountain Dew, the regular, is that the aftertaste is a little chemically, a little syrupy. I would say that's definitely true.
It tastes like it was made in a lab.
Oh, we also forgot to mention one thing. After we test taste the Mountain Dews, I will be asking the other panelists about the sugar content in each Mountain Dew. Each one does have different amounts of sugar. So off of our taste, I'm going to ask you guys right now, how sugary? I'm not going to ask for an exact number right this second, but how sugary do you think this tastes?
I mean, I would say Mountain Dew ranks among the most sugary-tasting drinks that you can buy. Just it's partially because of that aftertaste is very kind of chemically and syrupy. It just makes it feel, you feel the sweetness more.
Mm-hmm. I would guess that as well, but it's more a matter of reputation for me. Like, we think of Mountain Dew as, like, the gamer, like, up in front of a computer all night drink.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas if I were just handed this, like, in a champagne flute, as we're kind of experiencing right now, would that be my go-to assumption, but just based on the taste? I'd say it's definitely sugary, but whether it be the most sugary, I don't know. Is it ready for number time yet?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about the sugar myself. I would say things don't really taste too sugary to me with one taste. Mm-hmm. When you have something over and over again, that's when it like really starts to hit me. Mm-hmm. So if I were to guess a number, I guess, when I was tasting like what we're doing now, I would probably have a low ball instead of, but like later on in this game that we're doing. Also, we're going to be rating these. I forgot to mention that as well. We're going to be rating these Mountain Dews. So later on.
So are we rating out of 10 or are we just keeping our own personal rankings of the best ones?
I was going to say we could do.
Maybe do like a top 3 or something?
We could do a top 3. I think that's a good idea. Top 3.
Top 3 and bottom 2 or something like that?
Yeah, top 3, bottom 2. But besides that, I would low ball the number a little bit because at first, and then I would, as we were starting, I'd be closer to it, I think. So actually, I will ask you guys what number you think. We're going to, these are in grams.
What's the serving size? Is it the same for all of the different bottles and stuff that we have?
I don't know if it's probably like 12 fluid ounces or something.
12 fluid ounces, yes.
Is that also for the other bottles we have? It's the serving size is 12 fluid ounces. We might need to be do some stoichiometry on the fly.
Chemist or something?
Yeah. So the serving, it's serving size, it doesn't say serving size. It just says one bottle is a serving size.
Oh, so that would be 20 ounces then.
20 ounces.
So I feel like there's some wiggle room when it's just junk food.
And
because I mean, they say you need six to eleven servings of grain each day, like 3 servings of protein each day.
Well, sure,
but there's no specific servings that you got to get in a day for, like, if it's sugar.
But okay, hold on, bear with me.
All right,
but you would think if we're measuring like total amount of sugar that it would be different in 20 ounces as opposed to 12 ounces.
I agree.
Okay. So let's get with 12 ounces of regular Mountain Dew. I'm going to guess 31 grams of sugar.
I'm going to go 28.
All right. Dan, you were closer. It was 46 grams.
What? Oh my God. That's so much sugar.
Wow.
In 12 ounces?
Yes.
So. No wonder America's fat. Am I going to have diabetes at the end of this podcast?
Well, Brian, if not, we got 2 of each of ours.
Okay.
So. I think this is safe because I've had at least 3. Baja Blasts a day in the warehouses. Brian may be able to tell you.
I can back you up. And he has a pyramid or a wall of Baja Blasts in his house.
Yeah.
He's stocking up. For those not keeping up with the soda community, there was recently a decision, which is an election within the democracy.
Yes.
They decide which flavor is going to endure of the 2 new ones introduced that year.
What floats and what sinks.
Yes, and so they've given the go-ahead to grape-flavored Pitch Black, which is not among our choices for today.
Which I have a conspiracy about, but I think I'll save that for a later date, maybe.
And Baja Blast is going to be retired, but more on that later.
Bummer. Yes.
So, if you want to know the exact quantity of how many I have, 10, 12 packs at my house. Dan is currently shaking his head.
There's so much Baja Blast.
Okay, 46 grams. Let's move on to the next one, then.
Alright, here we go.
Alright. So, at work, Brian, you have told me previously that Mountain Dew Code Red, which we are trying now, is your favorite Mountain Dew flavor. And you said you had a story to share about it?
That's correct. This was, I believe, the first flavor variant introduced before we got the whole spectrum onslaught of Dew flavors. And I got it at Boy Scout camp, actually. I may have been 10 or so. And I got a bottle out of the case, and underneath the lid, I opened it up and said I got a free Code Red. And I was on my way walking back from the trading post already at this point, so I had to turn around and go back to the trading post again, get another bottle out of the case, say, okay, I got this one for free, see, I won the contest, walked out, back to camp again. By this point, I was finally finishing up my first Code Red. I cracked that. And then on the second bottle, I won again. But I didn't want to walk back to the trading post again, so I just gave that bottle to, or I gave the cap to somebody else at the camp and said, you go get the third free.
That's generous of you.
Yes.
Maybe you'd had enough Code Red at that point.
Perhaps.
That's pretty good. So what do you think looking at this?
Well, it's I would say the color is red, surprisingly.
I would say kind of a lighter red.
It's actually not as red as I expected outside of the bottle. It is kind of a grapefruit color.
Yeah, I was
it's
thinking
like
got
a little pinkish.
Like, maybe
that's true, especially when you hold it up with a light behind it. It's got like a pinkish hue to it, for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking of like a lemonade.
Yeah, it's
of,
not,
like
it's not quite the
lemonade.
Same as like Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would say the nose for me is not quite as pleasant as Mountain Dew. It just, you can tell... It just smells a little bit more artificial to me.
I actually would argue about that. I kind of like the fruit. It smells more of like a fruity thing to me than the original.
Very clinical, very...
I don't know, like...
Very deep in the lingo there.
Yeah. Pineapple-y, I can smell some cherries.
Okay.
It that kind of fruit punch smell smells better to me.
Yeah, I gotta say, I love this smell. I would put
really?
This in my car. This is my Baja Blast, if I could be analogous to call it.
You don't want
to
spoil anything about
okay.
my opinion on
oh,
Baja
that's
Blast.
That's true. I won't tell your story for you.
So this, yeah this is, I would say the flavor is very a fruit punchy flavor. I mean, basically tastes to me kind of like they carbonated and then add a little bit of zing to your typical Hawaiian punch, fruit punch flavor.
Yeah.
That is to say, I quite enjoy it. In fact, I'd probably put it slightly ahead of the regular Mountain Dew.
So, I actually drink a lot of fruit punch, like Hawaiian Punch or High C. And I'm not a huge fan of the carbonated fruit punch. I do like the smell, not so keen on the taste. I did tell Brian this previously before we had done this cast when we were creating the concept about how it was probably my least favorite for a good chunk of time, Mountain Dew flavors. I wouldn't say it's my least favorite right now, but I would say if I had to go to a store and there was a selection of Mountain Dews, it would not be my first pick.
Would you put this above or below regular Mountain Dew?
I put it below.
Yeah? What about you, Brian?
Above. Definitely okay. above.
So I'm with Brian on this one. Right now, my current ranking is Code Red, then Mountain Dew.
Okay.
So. I guess we're going to move on to...
Wait.
Oh, we have the sugar.
All right,
this is just going to be out of control. We're just going to be all over the place on this. So
well,
this,
now we have a control. This
basis.
Is, what, 46?
Yeah, 46.
For
okay.
a 12
in
ounce.
The standard... In the
yeah,
standard
so dish. This is 20 or 20 fluid ounces.
Okay.
So...
I don't know how much that's going to affect it. I bet it'll be... Well, maybe, I guess. All right,
so how did it taste sugar-wise?
I mean, my tongue at this point is already numb from, like, the onslaught of the high fructose corn syrup, so it's kind of hard for me to evaluate. I would say, I would guess comparable sugar level to regular Mountain Dew.
So you think it's 40? Well,
no.
Well, we're not going numbers yet, so
yeah.
just about the same. Okay, Brian?
Well, you've said that they are different, which I like, so that we have something to guess, so that we can kind of compare to the alcohol volume
yep.
in our standard beer casts. But I wonder if Dan's theory will hold that that's just because there's more liquid in the bottles as opposed to a 12-ounce serving. Taste-wise, I would guess that the cherry flavoring would add more sugar, but I don't know for sure.
All right.
So is it number time?
I think it is. I will start off with Dan.
72 grams.
Okay. Brian?
62.
It was actually 77. Dan was closer on this one.
He's a mathematician. I'll bet dollars to donuts that he just multiplied whatever the fraction that 12 is to 20.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That was some pretty good math if you did do it. Yeah, that was a good guess. It's time to open our third bottle, Voltage.
Voltage, so this one is Code Red, needless to say, was red. Regular Mountain Dew was the green, so the Voltage
whoa,
is the
whoa,
bluish
whoa.
One. But we'll get more specific, but
yeah.
just so you can imagine it as we pour it and as we're talking about it. It's bluish.
Yeah, I'm hoping we have a nice colorful cover image for you on the website.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see what kind of song you put in front of this one, because I know you do music before your episodes.
Oh, yeah, the little bookends.
Yeah. So
we'll see something fun, yeah. See if we can find something. All right, let's get number three.
All right, guys, what is your initial thoughts about Mountain Dew Voltage?
So, it's I would say there is no fruit that is this color. So that's the one thing right off the bat that Mountain Dew Voltage has going against it.
Like, if I could interject here, I think it reminds me of kind of like an ocean blue.
Okay.
A little bit like that, like... It's
a darker blue, sure, but it's not that dark. It's like, I would say it's kind of a middle-of-the-road blue.
Yeah, looking at it in a glass, it's... All of these are less of an intense color than you see in the bottle. Something about the bottle makes it like... Maybe it's just that it's all closed together in a tight space. It's very intense. Well, when you pour a little bit into a glass, it has a paler hue.
The Mountain Dew bottle, the original one at least, is like tinted green, too.
Okay.
So it does enhance its color a little bit. I could see that.
Looking at the other bottles, the Code Red and the...
They're clear, yes.
Yeah, so those seem perfectly transparent, so I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that our glasses are narrower than the bottle.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's just less...
Or it's just not as... Maybe it's just that it's not as deep. We poured ourselves shallow glasses here, and if we poured a big one, you know, like deeper water looks darker.
Sure.
So that's my theory.
Okay.
But talking about the color of this not matching a fruit, that's because I believe this is the... Blue raspberry.
Well, the
legendary
say, yeah.
Blue raspberry of candy fame.
So can you tell me, like, I guess you see blue raspberry stuff, like lots of things have blue raspberry flavors. Why?
Sure.
Where did that come from?
Is blue raspberry an actual thing?
I don't think there are real blue raspberries.
I'm pretty sure there are.
Maybe you can tell us in the comments if we're wrong, but I think it's a candy company conspiracy.
Like, they needed some flavor that was blue, is
right,
my guess.
Right.
So they invented a fake... They could have done blue lemons. But
yeah, what it reminds me of a little bit is kind of like cotton candy. But I guess maybe it just is because they added the blue chemical to the cotton candy.
Don't they have a blue raspberry cotton candy?
I think that's what I'm thinking of. Is they must have just put that chemical in the cotton candy.
I was going to say, because they have like a cherry cotton or strawberry cotton candy, and then they have
or whatever
the blue one.
They have the pink chemical and the blue chemical.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I've always thought that blue raspberry is a little bit weird, like Dan was saying. I'm not the hugest fan on blue raspberry, but in the past I have enjoyed my fair share of Mountain Dew Voltage, which used to be my favorite Mountain Dew flavor. I don't know if you have any comments on where you placed it.
Well, yes. Actually, I've got a story about this that it's more of a theory, like a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
But... I don't know how many of our listeners remember Pepsi Blue, but back around maybe 2008, in my senior year of high school, they had a variety of Pepsi that was blue. It did not taste like cola. It instead tasted like a blue raspberry soda, basically. But it was good, and they discontinued it rather quickly, and I was disappointed. But I have a theory that they had a tank of Pepsi Blue left over from 2008 sitting there in the Pepsi factory. And they thought, well, we got to sell this somehow, so what do we call it? And then Mountain Dew Voltage was born.
So, if you didn't know, Mountain Dew is actually owned by Pepsi, which would make, you know, some sense of them doing that. So what's your initial reaction to the taste?
Well, how do you feel about it, Dan?
Well, I have to say, you know, it's kind of hard. I've never done a soda tasting before, and it's starting to wear on my taste buds already. Like, they kind of feel sugar and syrup overloaded. But I have to say, I've enjoyed this one the least out of the three so far.
Really?
And it's just because my taste buds are, like, rejecting the soda intensity.
You're just not a true Dew fan.
I get... No, but hold on. But it's because of that, or just perhaps it's the taste. Because as we noted, blue raspberry, not necessarily a real fruit flavor.
So what do you think about...
It tastes more fake to me than even the Fruit Punch Code Red and the citrusy, the heavy citrus of the regular Mountain Dew.
So what do you think about... Do you ever have, like, the blue raspberry Slurpees at, like, 7-Eleven? Do you like those?
I mean, I have them... once in a blue moon, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I thought about when I first tasted Voltage was that it tasted sort of like Skittles. I don't know if any of you think like that. I don't know. But
well,
like,
I would say that's somewhat in line with my observation in that Skittles I don't think of as a real fruit flavor. I think of it as like a fake, chemically fruit flavor.
Well,
and enjoyable, perhaps, but that's Voltage tastes the most fake out of all of this.
Well, it definitely tastes candy-ish to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely my thinking.
But I'd say of the ones we've tried, at least, maybe not of the whole Dew spectrum, it's my second favorite of what we've had.
Okay.
I would say of what we had so far, it would be my first favorite.
And I'd say that of my Dew experience, it ranks up there, mostly because it reminds me of Pepsi Blue.
Alrighty.
Well, alright.
Oh, we gotta do the...
Hold on there, Dan. You keep on jumping the gun here. We have to first talk about what your guys' thoughts on about the sugar.
Yeah, I would get... Okay, so I guess we gotta guess. Brian, you get to guess first.
Yeah.
This
well, wait.
Well, since it's
your
the...
Your taste sugar. Oh, well, do we already kind of talked about that?
I think that's implied. That can be a part of the number guess, is like how sweet does it actually taste.
Alright, Brian.
Well, based on the volume, I'm gonna try to play it smart this time, unlike the last time.
Okay.
And say, I'll put it right around 70.
Well, you gotta give me an exact number here.
I will say 70.
Okay.
I will say 75.
Dan was closer again. It was 76 this time.
What was the last one?
77.
Oh, wow.
I'm starting to think this might be a scam. They might just all be like within 1% of each other.
No, it gets good. It's gonna get good later. Trust me on that one.
All right, okay.
I guess I'll have to trust you.
All right, well...
That's the theme of this evening, is we're trusting
Colin
not to kill us.
Yeah, basically. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
I suppose let's do it.
Let's give it a go.
What
let's
is
do
our
the Dew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our fourth one is Mountain Dew Throwback Yahoo, as it says on the bottle.
Okay, let's give it a go.
All right, guys, we got the fourth Dew.
Four of eight.
Yeah, it's we're halfway
not even
there.
Halfway done yet.
Yeah. Okay. So there's not much to say about the color really, because we've had the original Mountain Dew. This is basically the same thing, but with real sugar, or cane sugar.
I guess Brian was just saying while the mic was off that's a throwback to maybe the original recipe of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. This is, and the packaging refers to it too. This is kind of to recreate the original recipe, also the original ad campaign. The reason it's called Mountain Dew is it's supposed to be sort of like, well, that was one term for moonshine. And so the original theming was, this was a hillbilly themed drink.
Interesting.
And they would say, Yahoo! Mountain Dew! Which is interesting to compare to the current image of it being either like an extreme sports type thing, or for gamers.
Yeah, it's weird to think about, you know. I accidentally had the sugar content facing Dan's way.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Okay, I was wanting to make sure about that, because we have to have this game unbiased, right? So, Dan is probably in the lead with the closest number.
I'm 3-0, right?
No, well, you got one. You got the first one.
No, did I?
No, I think
no,
I did.
Okay, you're right. Never mind.
Basically, my strategy has been guess higher than Brian, and it's worked, so.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we're going to give this a taste now?
Yeah, I mean, the sugar, I already tasted it, but the sugar, or the smell is basically the same again.
Yeah, definitely that same lime smell. I don't want to cut in too much, but what I've noticed about this is it's got a refreshingly lighter taste.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Than the regular Mountain Dew. It doesn't hit you with the aftertaste quite as much.
I definitely think Dan was talking about, you know, sugar content, and it's really throwing him off with, you know, guessing. I think on this one, you can definitely tell that it has, you know, it feels like it has less sugar. It almost feels like a, what is it?
Sprite or Sierra Mist or something, or what?
Diet.
Oh, a diet. So what? How does it strike you as you've now tasted?
I mean, it's a breath of fresh air for me. This is easily my favorite of the four so far. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit older than each of Colin and Brian. Maybe not enough to actually have matured beyond them, but I really can't handle soda in more than just like a a small glass at a time or a can at a time. The main reason is because the sugary syrupiness is just a little bit overwhelming. But with this pure cane sugar one, and then I also know there's, they call it Mexican Coke. It's the Coke they sell in Mexico, but you can get it in glass bottles in the U.S.
Which they're selling here now.
And then they also have Pepsi Throwback, which is my go-to if they have it.
Yeah.
But at the convenience store near my college house a few years ago, they had, next to their Mexican Coke in the fridge, they had pure cane sugar Dr. Pepper, too.
Ooh, how was that?
It was so good. It was like, it was a holiday every time I got a bottle of that. I love, Dr. Pepper has always been my favorite soda. So, I would say this is easily my favorite so far, just because I can understand how, if you're used to like the intensity of the syrupiness, the syrupy taste, that this would be a disappointment because it almost like evaporates from your tongue, whereas the other ones kind of hit you with a strong punch. But for me, that's the kind of flavor and the kind of mouthfeel I like at this point.
Yeah. When I first had this one, it came as a revelation. I thought, why are they even still making the original? Wow. If this is an option, it's like, this is definitely superior. Bring in the real sugar.
And you can actually kind of taste the real sugar in it. Like, it actually has, like, if you've ever, you know, been baking and you take a pinch of sugar and put it in your mouth, it's not just sweetness. It also has, like, a little bit of a caney taste to it, I guess. And because they call it cane sugar, that's how I describe the flavor. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
That caney. But that's, there's a little bit of that here. Like, I can actually taste the difference, not just the feel of it, too.
Yeah, I actually have the reaction that Dan was talking about liking the stronger punch more. I would prefer the original Mountain Dew to the throwback, just because it I do not like diet soda at all. And it tastes like a diet soda to me, and I'm not a fan. I do like the syrupy taste more.
If you haven't figured it out by this point, Colin is definitely the most hardcore Dew fan, not only here at this table, but maybe anywhere.
Certainly of anyone that I've ever met.
He's an aficionado.
You've been sitting on that one for a while, Brian.
About 5 minutes.
Really? Wow.
My last comment on the taste is that the aftertaste is much better because it's not as syrupy, but it still has a little bit of the kind of chemically aftertaste that Mountain Dew has. So I would still say it's my favorite, but I also wouldn't put it as like a S-level tier soda, a God-tier soda.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering at this point how much of that aftertaste is just build up.
That's true, yeah. Accumulated
I definitely
Dew particles.
I have to say that whenever I drink a Baja Blast, I can definitely taste the aftertaste like 10 minutes, 20 minutes later.
So maybe I'm just feeling the previous ones.
You could be. So, sugar content. What are you thinking about this one?
So what's the serving size?
It's
probably
20,
one bottle.
Ounces. Yeah, again.
Okay. I'm going to say 71 this time.
Okay.
Because it's got the real sugar, so how does that compare to the corn syrup?
I'm
going to go higher this time. I'm going to say 77 again.
77. Dan was closer again. It was 73.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I almost said 69, which would have been a tie for the two of us. But
real mature, Brian.
I'm 4-0 right now.
Yeah, you are getting destroyed right now, Brian.
That's true.
That's okay.
Getting dunked.
Oh, well, no, we got
double dunked.
Double dunked.
Okay. So we got to rank them.
I definitely will be talking about dunks, and do I even want to hint at...
No, we can talk... We'll let our listeners worry about that one later.
We'll let them watch the aftertaste of this one.
Yeah.
That's a teaser for you all, then. So we will be moving on to...
Well, hold on.
Dan's got something to say.
Oh, shoot, that's right.
I want to see our rankings so far. So for me, this is number one by a country mile, a Dew mile. That's not a thing. A mountain mile? I don't know. For me, it's Throwback, followed by Code Red, followed by Original. And I guess by default, my lowest one is the Blue. What is Blue? Voltage.
Voltage, yes. But I would have to rank it Voltage first, Mountain Dew, regular Mountain Dew second, Code Red third, and Mountain Dew throwback.
So literally the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Basically, as we've already stated, I'm more of the stronger Mountain Dew type. Dan is not. So we're going to clash on a couple things here and there. Brian.
Well, that's the drama of the podcast.
Yes.
I would
For the record, guys, listeners, these guys are moving the bottles to rearrange, like, represent their order.
Well, it's like the war room. We got to move the little armies around on the table.
Okay.
So I'd go Code Red.
It just helps me visualize it. That's why I did.
Then I think I'd go Throwback. I do like the lightness. And then Voltage. And then Original.
That's interesting. I didn't think you would put Original last.
Well,
but
we
haven't
gotten through all
of them. Yeah, we haven't gotten through all of them, so there could be others. So we will move on to our next one, Baja Blast.
Oh, no.
All right, and we're back with Baja Blast. What's your first impressions on it? Actually, I will start off with this one.
I'll let you make your impressions. I just wanted to say that for those not in the know, this was largely the inspiration for the cast. We considered calling it the Blast Cast. I don't know what the ultimate title is going to be.
The original,
okay, take it away.
Yeah, the original. I'm going to cut you off there. But
go ahead.
The original idea was that we were all just going to sit around and drink only Baja Blast and then talk about it. And it would kind of be like a bit sketch podcast where we were just like, this Baja Blast was pretty good. I'm going to open up this Baja Blast.
Be a great prank.
Yeah. So, and then Dan was like, well, why don't we just try a bunch of different Mountain Dews when we pitched it to him? So that's what we ultimately came to. So what I was going to say was my first impressions of this one, it's got a seafoam green, like, color to it, you know?
Stretching his vocab there. Seafoam. It's more of a blue for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely got a blue aspect to it.
Really?
Which is kind of nice. It's like they took the standard green of the Mountain Dew and they added some blue.
That's a different debate where it's like seafoam green. Does it look bluer or greener to you? Which people will argue over. I think it looks greener.
I think this is halfway between the Voltage and the regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a cross.
In fact, it wouldn't surprise me too much if that's actually how they made Baja Blast.
If they like didn't just put as much dye or something, or...
Or put if they some added a little bit of voltage in the standard.
Oh, did you taste it already? Because you were going to go to smell next.
Well, I can still smell things.
I actually really like the smell on this one. That's might be my favorite part of Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah. It smells really good. I don't know how to describe it, really. Do you have any words that you can think of?
So what it reminds me of is like... Okay, this is going to be a bit discursive here. So my parents used to get this off-brand hand soap. And there was one that was called Fresh Water. And I was like, why on earth would you have a Fresh Water scent? That's like basically saying you don't have a scent.
Right.
And so that was like one of the last ones that we opened.
Because, theoretically, you're washing your hands with fresh water.
Exactly. But then we opened it, and I loved the smell. It was so good. It had like a light zestiness to it. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And this, it's not exactly the same thing, but it reminds me of it because it's got a freshness, a zestiness to it that I find quite pleasant. It doesn't really... The smelling isn't quite as overbearing as the Code Red, for example.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was thinking it kind of reminded me of, like... again, like a soap. It was like an ocean soap, sort of. And it definitely has the same kind of color, too.
If you're not a dedicated Dew follower or Dew apostle, you may not know this, but if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you are. That Baja Blast is formerly a Taco Bell exclusive.
Yep.
It was a tie-in. Pepsi also owns Taco Bell.
Yep.
And so that used to be the only place you could get it. And eventually it will be again, now that it's lost the decision.
Yeah. You can still find it at stores, though. Not in the area that I live in. You can't find the 12-pack cans because you bought it out. Yeah, but... You can still find it in the bottles, and some places they have cans. They have like clearance deals and stuff too, which is great. So, going on to the taste, I think, I'm going to start off again, it's like an enhanced version of the original Mountain Dew. But like, and you know, Mountain Dew is like lemon and lime. Mm-hmm. This one, they just push forward the lime.
Yeah, they amped up the lime.
And I think it tastes fantastic. Dan?
They also added some, that ambiguous tropical flavor that I don't know, it's like kind of vaguely, maybe, like super vaguely pineapple-y or coconutty, just like the things that you think of as this is a tropical flavor. Yeah. There's notes of that, I would say.
I always love that setting, the tropical setting. You know, I love ocean.
It's like tropical Skittle, or are you just saying like the setting, or like when things are tropical flavor?
Like the idea, the lifestyle of tropical.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you like by the beach, ocean, that kind of thing. And
This brings you there?
It kind of does. It not only does it taste good, but it brings me to that setting. It makes me feel like that setting every time I go back to it.
Well, that segues into my question, which I gave Colin, I only found this out recently, I gave him his first Baja Blast.
Yes.
And it seems to have changed his life. And so what I want to know, Colin, and you gave us a little bit of it just now, but what does Baja Blast mean to you?
You know, I'm going to say again, it means that tropical setting. It really does. Like, every time I drink it...
It brings you a sense of escape.
Yeah.
Puts you on that beach.
It's good.
It's like that, there's those TV commercials, I think they're for Corona.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're in, like, some troubled workplace, or, like, they're somewhere in the modern urban setting, and then they crack open the Corona, and all of a sudden they're on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Find your beach, right? Is that what they say?
Yep. That's also, I was talking about the soap earlier, the ocean soap. That also, that smells, it reminds me of when I went to, maybe some of you have been there for Boy Scouts or have heard of it, Seabase. Great experience. I loved going there. It was like a week, 2 weeks of just ocean, you know, beach stuff, which is great. So... It those things just remind me of that, and the memories and revisiting them. It's very nostalgic.
Okay. So, taste notes. What do you think, Brian?
Well, it's certainly got that enhanced lime to it,
which
a little stronger,
about,
which is similar. You know, other than that, I'd say it's pretty similar to the original. Maybe with a little bit of the tropical. I don't taste that as much. I think it would be kind of interesting if they made one that was like a pineapple dew or a pina colada dew.
That'd be an interesting
Do they have a yellow one? They need a yellow one.
Yeah,
they do have a pineapple Fanta. If you've ever tried that. I'm also a big fan of Fanta. I did try that. It was okay. It wasn't as good. I'd like to see Mountain Dew's take on it. They have their own take on, like, grape and stuff, so I think they could do a good one of that. Alright, so, sugar-wise.
I didn't give my feedback.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off this time.
I'm about to cause some trouble here.
Oh,
I really do not like Baja Blast. I would put it near the bottom of the ones we've done so far.
Oh, man. See, I told you there was going to be some clashes here, Brian, with, you know, the stronger and the weaker.
I wash my hands of it. If you guys are going to fight... Go ahead, but just remember this is Dan's house.
Yeah, I was going to say, before this podcast...
So before you shout, get out, remember where you are.
Well, in one beer cast, or maybe it was in some other cast, I gave some tasting note that Colton was not a fan of, and he said, get out of your own house. So I guess you could shout.
Okay, I guess it's not unprecedented.
Maybe we should just, you know, we're two people, we can throw him out, you know, we could take him.
To me, the and I wish I hadn't drank it already because I just want one more sip. I guess that can's empty.
Yeah, I drank the last.
That's okay.
Can.
We don't need to open another one. That's fine.
I got three. We got some.
It's just got a little bit of like a. I think it's their attempt at being vaguely tropical. It's got a little bit of a stank on it. That's no good for me. I kind of like something a little bit lighter, a little bit more. Like, kind of a straight fruit flavor, but this is, like, it doesn't really, like, I don't even really taste the lime all that much. It just tastes a little off to me. That's all I'm saying.
You called it stank.
Yeah, I was about to...
You gotta defend its honor.
If you were looking at me while I was doing that, you could see me just going like this, like,
fuming.
What? Yeah, but you did say you like the smell. It's just...
Yeah, I don't know what, maybe it's, like, that fresh zestiness of the smell... Doesn't translate into a taste for me.
I guess you wouldn't drink soap either, right?
That's why I thought it was curious that you kept comparing the flavor to soap. I was like, does he know what he's saying? Normally, if you want to like the taste of something, you don't think of it as soap.
No, I'm not saying that it tastes like soap. That's not what I'm saying at all. It just reminds me of the smell.
Okay.
Because smell and taste are similar, but not like... Soap has... you guys probably, I don't know, tasted soap at some point.
Yeah.
So, soap has a particular taste, and this... Oof, sorry.
This podcast is going off the rails here. We're talking about the taste of soap, but go on.
That'll be our next one. We'll drink eight soap different cast. Kinds of soap and get your reactions with that.
How to describe soap?
It doesn't taste good.
Yeah, okay, so soap has a sharper taste, I think.
It's definitely, you get like a reaction to it. It's like, I feel like it's like a biological reaction to whatever makes soap soap that you you don't want it in your mouth.
I mean, like, soap doesn't taste how it smells.
Right. Yeah, I think we can leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
So I guess we should, do we want to rank... did you have any more remarks of defense about Baja Blast?
I'd like to see this presented as like a formal topic for a debate club where they got to keep it real tight to the rules of point counterpoint about Baja Blast.
Yeah, I'm going to say I think you need to, somebody needs to check out Dan on how crazy he is.
Well,
I need
what
to check
to
myself
offer
before
as,
I wreck myself.
Yeah, as counter evidence.
Okay.
So, sugar. This one is back to 12 fluid ounces because we're doing it in a can.
Okay. So now this is like the purest comparison to the original Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the original. So, initial thoughts?
I'm going to say 44.
50.
Wow. I'm surprised this actually happened. Someone got it on the nose and it was Dan. It was 44. Exactly.
I'm 5-0, baby. Going for the clean sweep.
Yeah, I see you were trying to do Dan's strategy there of going
just
higher.
Just go higher.
Yeah.
My reasoning was that regular Mountain Dew was 46, and I just had a feeling it was going to be like off by one or two. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go with lower. I don't know why. And I went. I think wasn't it 46? Isn't that?
It was 46. Yes.
Well, they do call you the Sugar King. So
do they? Sugar Daddy?
I would not say any of that because he says he doesn't like the sugar taste. I think that he's good at guessing, but not good at tasting.
So what's...
Wow, Dan. Bad at tasting.
You know, I thought that was a subjective thing, but I guess not. I guess I'm just straight bad at tastes.
Yep.
That is a sense that I'm not good at.
It has been ruled by the Mountain Dew Overlord.
Okay. All right, so then I guess we got number six now. What's
number six?
Oh, I have to look at my list again. I'm sorry. See, because I knew I was going to forget. Livewire.
Oh.
I know Dan's been looking forward to this one, so let's check it out. All right, and we're back with Livewire.
I think, can I proceed this with a story?
Sure.
So, I got to spend some time with Colin this summer. And so, one time we were talking about Mountain Dew, because for whatever reason, whenever I'm with Colin, it inevitably comes to Mountain Dew as a point of discussion. And I said, so, Colin, what are your favorite Mountain Dews? He said, oh, Baja Blast is definitely my favorite. And I said, well, what's your least favorite Mountain Dew? And he said, Livewire. I said, oh, really? That's the orange one, right? He said, yeah. I said, so, I know that you like Mountain Dew in general, so would you, like, put the worst Mountain Dew ahead of other sodas? Or is it, like, lower than the sodas? He said, no, it's worse than other sodas. I was like, wow, really? He said, yes, it is the worst thing that I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I thought, oh my gosh. I was like, surely he's exaggerating. It's like, there have to be things that you've tasted that you said yourself you've eaten soap.
Yeah, I have. I would rather have soap than Livewire.
And so then we started going through, like, gross foods that he might have eaten. And every single one he said, yes, I would rather have that than more Livewire. And yet, here he has poured himself a glass.
Yeah, I have my life in my hands right now. I could faint at any moment. You got 911 on the... On your phones ready, right?
Yeah, pretty simple.
Well, I guess we'll have to continue with the color as the pattern has gone.
So this is the orange one.
Basically.
For those lacking the visual component of today's lesson.
Yeah. It's like a light orange. Like, it reminds me of a mango orange, kind
of. Actually, I'd say this is the most intense of the ones outside the bottle.
Really?
This looks very orange to me.
And it smells and it looks basically exactly like orange soda, in my mind. I don't know. It's not quite as... I don't know.
Boy, don't sip it yet, Colin. I want to get your unfiltered reaction.
It's not quite as stark and bright as I think of regular orange soda being, but it's basically the same.
What I always thought when this came out, this was, I believe, the second deviation, second flavor variety after Code Red. What this struck me as was being a little bit more like orange juice. Like, orange soda has a distinct way that you think of it as being, and orange juice has a way that you think of it as being. And this reminds me of carbonated orange juice in a way that orange soda, like Orange Crush or Orange Slice, does not.
Interesting. All right, Colin's about to take his big sip.
All right, here we go.
Take a deep breath. He's writhing. Pretty bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is it as bad as you remember?
Yeah. I would say it's pretty bad. I would honestly rather have soap. But I'm going to drink this full glass because I am the Dew Master, and I must, you know, endure. Alright, what do you guys think on taste?
I think it's not bad. I think it... I agree, it's like, it doesn't... It tastes less chemically than a lot of the Dews. I would put this actually in the top three or four for me, for sure.
Really?
I don't like this. Mm-hmm. It is... It's definitely different than other orange sodas, so if you're looking for a little bit of variety in that regard, I guess I would recommend it. But definitely, for me, it would be the bottom of the ones that we have here, and maybe of the Dews that I've tried. I haven't tried the reformulation of Pitch Black yet, so that... I didn't like the original Pitch Black, but I hear they've changed the recipe.
Interesting.
So, a little backstory on Pitch Black Baja Blast is when they were making the decision, we actually watched it live with all of our coworkers, and I said if Baja Blast lost, that I would personally buy each of our coworkers a Pitch Black, and I have gone to many grocery stores and gas stations since that time and have not found a single Pitch Black.
So that's the one that won, Pitch Black. So that beat out Baja Blast. Were there any other contenders?
No. Those were the two this year.
It's only two per...
sometimes it's been three.
Yeah. So, I don't understand. They're still selling Baja Blast, but I can't find the one that won.
Maybe it's just so popular, everybody's buying it.
Yeah.
Flying off the shelves.
But any more thoughts about the flavor of the live wire?
I think it's a little bit lighter than some of the other Dews. I mean, maybe it's just like my tongue is so desensitized at this point, but there's not really like a too much of a weird twinge to it or too much of a weird aftertaste to it. I mean, in general, I don't like artificial orange flavor all that much.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I wouldn't put it as like a favorite soda in general. But I think I would put this third on the list so far behind Throwback and Code Red.
You know what's really funny that I just now noticed is that the logo for Livewire is, you know, the heart rate monitor, like at hospitals, where it goes up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just saying earlier about how you guys should keep your phones on for 911 and that I might die from this.
Yeah.
So this, you could say it is my Livewire, like, whether I drink this or not, I may die.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's got, I don't know if it's bitter or maybe just sour.
I was saying with soap, it does kind of actually remind me of the taste of soap. It has a sharp taste.
It doesn't quite go there for me. I definitely don't like soap. This is superior to me to soap. But the sour taste puts me off a little bit. I've had medicine with this flavor, and maybe it's the memory of that. But this is not something that I would typically reach for outside of a Dew cast.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's reasonable.
I would never buy it, and I'm glad that I didn't buy it. I actually made Brian buy it, so
we split up duties this time around.
Yeah, do not want to waste my money on that stuff, and I don't know. I feel bad for whoever wants to.
So, wow, dropping the gauntlet. I guess I did say that Baja Blast had a stank, so that's pretty reasonable. So,
hey man.
So, what your top three so far?
My top three so far: Baja Blast number one, obviously. Voltage number two, and Original number three.
Brian, you thinking?
I'm thinking, debating whether Baja Blast supersedes Voltage for me. Otherwise, I'd probably still go Code Red, then Throwback, then Voltage, I think.
Okay.
Baja Blast 4th.
Interesting. I thought that you would have said Baja Blast over Voltage.
I was considering it, and maybe by the end I'll change.
All right, yeah. At the end, before we could maybe take a little pause and retest some of these if we need to when we're ranking. I don't know. I might need
to. Dan might not need to.
Yeah Dan probably won't.
But. I might be all sorted out at that point.
Okay.
So we're about to go into more exotic waters.
Whoa.
Hold on. Oh, sugar, you're right.
Sugar. You keep on.
This isn't a bottle, not a can, but it is rather a different taste than the others, so.
20 fluid ounces.
Just think about it.
What's your initial reaction?
Brian can go first this time.
Brian?
65.
Okay.
I will go 73.
Okay. You guys were both wrong again. I was really hoping... You were close. You were the closest. Was 77.
I was thinking 75.
There's not been a lot of variation, but I've heard it's going to shake up.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm metagaming right now.
I think the one that's going to most shock you is coming up soon. Yeah. But yeah, Livewire, 77 grams of sugar. I think that's our... So, next on our list is Mountain Dew Black Label, which we were talking about earlier. We had originally thought was an energy drink, but is actually a Mountain Dew. Just has a weird can.
Alright, we'll talk more about it in just a second. Colin's going to pour now. So actually, we decided to record our reactions because none of us have seen Mountain Dew Black.
So this comes, whereas many of them are in our transparent bottles that really show off the color, this is in a pitch black can. That's like a stylish, sleek can. It's part of the Deeper, Darker Dew line. The first entry in this line. And we've just poured it now, and it's like a blood red sangria color.
It almost looks like a wine.
Yes.
Wow. I'm actually kind of surprised by this. Yeah. So I think Black Label, do we know anything about it?
Okay,
what's the idea?
While we were on our research, it was, as Brian mentioned, it was the Deeper, Darker Dew. And
see, I think that's just their tagline, or is that the actual name of the line?
There's supposed to be other flavors similar to it that'll come in the dark can, but so far it's the only one.
I think Black Label is the name of the line, but doesn't it say something about a berry at the bottom of the can or something?
Yeah,
so it's Dew with Crafted Dark Berry. Flavor with other natural flavors. So we already talked a little bit about the color. It looks like a wine, blood red. The can, as we had opened it, we weren't recording at the time, but it like had a steam coming off of it. It was kind of weird. Maybe the carbonation or something. I don't know. What do you guys think? We already heard about a color a little bit. Mm. Smell?
What strikes me as odd about it is that, you know, they've kind of established that they're going for, like, a spectrum of colors.
Uh-huh.
And this, you know, it's a black can. It pours out. It's definitely darker than the Code Red, but it's still a reddish, maybe like a purplish hue. It's not quite black. I think they could get it blacker if that's what they were going for.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying to think how I would call this color, because it's like a dark, winey red with hints of orange on it, especially when you get some light on it, you can see...
I don't really see the orange myself, but...
Look at the bottom of the glass when you see some light behind it. Well, maybe I have a smaller pore than either of you guys.
To me, it's very similar to a sangria. Like fruit,
I think that's
like a wine
idea.
With fruit inside it.
Okay, I'm going to taste it.
I didn't pick up much of a nose on it.
Okay.
It's deep and dark.
Initial reaction, it tastes kind of like carbonated cranberry juice.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly. It's got a tartness.
I need just a little bit more because I was...
Yeah,
not
sure.
I do think that you guys have demolished my taste buds in the last half hour.
Demolished?
Yeah.
All about the
droids.
You know, you volunteered for this project, so... I mean... But yeah, I definitely think carbonated grape cranberry juice a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely got some cranberry in there.
It tastes better than energy drinks do to me.
It doesn't taste like an energy drink to me.
Yeah.
It tastes...
Because it's marketed, it looks kind of like one. I think they're actually going for the... I'm wondering if they're going for like the
Monster
Craft.
Monster Mark or something.
I was going the other way.
Actually, that's
like
interesting because it does say it's Crafted Dark Berry. It's got the fancy label. I get that. You're
Black
right.
Black label.
So,
I definitely
I wonder what the design choices were behind this, because it definitely does have a different look.
It's a total outlier.
Yeah, than your normal
Mountain Dews. The can's even a different size than the other cans.
Yep.
How many ounces in the can?
I was going to talk about that. It is 16 fluid ounces, and the cans are 12 fluid ounces, so it has a little bit more. But It just style-wise, the label looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I kind of dig it. I wish
I'd reach for that.
Yeah.
I think this one, it tastes pretty good to me. What do you guys think?
I like it. I mean, I think it doesn't taste as soda-y or chemically as the other ones.
Yeah,
do.
It's very different. Maybe not as much carbonation. I could almost think it was wine. Yeah, I mean, I don't taste the alcohol though.
Yeah. So right.
That would be the tell. But I'm not the biggest fan of cranberry juice. It's very tart.
Yeah.
It kind of leaves your mouth feeling a little parched.
I actually like cranberry juice. So I was just about to say is that if I saw this in a store, I would reach for it again. I would definitely be interested in buying another one. It's our first time drinking this.
All three. As deep into the do as we are, we've never tried this before. So
yeah.
Broadening our horizons today.
Yeah. So, sugar.
Pardon? Can we pause? This is Mike on the phone.
Alright, I also wanted to mention that we almost didn't get to try this flavor of Mountain Dew. Brian, who bought this for us to try, we were driving to Dan's house, and we almost missed getting it.
Oh, you're telling this whole story.
Yeah.
It was just an odyssey rounding up all these flavors that we have here today. Not entirely complete. I did want to have a little more variety. But Colin convinced us that as much as he loves Mountain Dew, 8 was enough. It would keep us busy, and I think it was ultimately a safe decision.
Yeah.
So maybe we should talk about... Well, you know what? Let's wrap up our discussion of Black Label, and then we can talk about the remaining outliers from our Dew discussion.
Yeah, things we've left out.
And then we'll get to the grand finale here.
Sounds good.
It's gonna be great. We have a good story for this next one, too. So... Black Label.
Okay, so I would put this pretty high, and I would definitely put it in my top four. I'm trying to decide if it cracks number three or number two. Because on the one hand, it's not quite as syrupy as some of the other ones were to me. But it the actual flavor, the cranberry flavor, is not one that I feel like I would want to be drinking every time I'm drinking soda. So I don't know. I would definitely put it up there. And you know what? I'm going to say it definitely trumps Livewire. So I'm going to put it at number three behind... You know what? I'm going to put it at number two.
Wow.
Behind,
Overcode Red.
Ooh. You know what? I'll finalize that decision after number eight. But okay. It's neck and neck.
I'm really... That was... I wasn't...
Thinking about it now, what I'd like to try is this mixed with some vodka. I think that would be
yeah,
good.
This would pair well with a liquor, for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would put it as my number three. I had Baja Blast Voltage, then Black Label.
This would be somewhere in the middle for me.
Okay.
I like that it's definitely different from the other dudes. Go out and try some Dark Label.
Yeah, Black Label.
Black Label.
Black Label.
Yes, I would definitely recommend it if you like Mountain Dew. Or cranberry juice.
I think it's because of the cranberry juice that as soon as you said I would mix this with the liquor, I definitely think this would be a great mixer.
Yeah.
Because cranberry juice also makes a great mixer.
Mm-hmm.
So, alright, so I guess on that note, we gotta guess the sugar.
Yep, you almost skipped it again. But
sugar.
So we already discussed about how this one is 16 fluid ounces.
So it's in the middle there.
It's 16?
16.
What's the...
12 is the can.
No, no, no. But what's the serving size? Is
probably
it
a whole 16. Can.
One
yeah,
can?
Yeah, one can, one can.
Okay.
Who went first last time? I think it was Brian, or Dan. So Brian's turn.
All right, so if the big ones are around 75, and the little ones are around 46, maybe like 64.
Okay.
I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to go 60 on the nose.
Well, Dan was the closest. It was actually lower than that. It was 53.
Oh. So it's not quite as sugary.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't have as much
That's
sugar
good.
In it.
That's good. Okay.
All right. So moving on to the next and final Mountain Dew, we have a rare oddity. Some of you may not know it from the United States of America. It is called Mountain Dew Energy. Energized.
Energized? You kind of ruined the reveal there, Colin.
Yeah,
I think you should do that one more time.
Can we retry that?
Yeah.
How do I want to start this now? Okay, you may not know this one from the United States. It is called Mountain Dew Energized.
And where is this from?
It is from the lovely country of Australia and
also
continent.
A continent.
Yeah. So, Let's get into that.
Our coworker brought it for us.
Yeah,
I was going to explain it after we did the transition.
Okay, yeah, we'll get the full story in just a second. Right. Let's get our pours.
All right, and we're back with the final Mountain Dew Energized. Again, this is another one that looks exactly like the original Mountain Dew, I would say. Do you guys have any objections to that statement?
I have a question.
Yes.
How sure are we that it's not original Mountain Dew?
We are not. Okay, so a little bit of background on this, now that you mentioned that. Our good friend Ben from work went to Australia this summer for a Magic the Gathering tournament. And he brought us back some good gifts when he came back. He knows that I am a connoisseur of the Mountain Dew. So he snuck the Mountain Dew onto the plane to bring back to me. What a great friend, I might add, for that.
And he knows I like weird meat, so he brought me some kangaroo jerky.
Just about to bring that up, too. He brought Brian some kangaroo jerky that I also had. It's pretty good. And we are now going to try this new Mountain Dew.
Looks very similar to the original, as Colin said. Maybe a little yellower.
Interesting.
I'd say this is the most urine-y in terms of color.
Yeah, I'd agree with you that it looks yellower, looking back on it, almost like a champagne color.
I don't know what kind of champagne you've been drinking.
I don't drink champagne.
Champagne tends to be pretty clear.
Yeah, this is definitely not a champagne color.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not a drinker, so, in my defense.
not a bad position to be at your age.
Yeah.
To not be a drinker.
Well, leave that ambiguous, but...
These folks don't want to give out their personal information. I'm still holding out hope that Earn This is going to get me found, get me discovered, and then everybody's going to want to know who Brian Terrell is.
Who's this Brian T. character?
So, I would say, first reactions to it, it does not taste exactly like the original Mountain Dew. It tastes almost like throwback, but it tastes like it has even less sugar than throwback, in my opinion. What do you guys think on that one?
I think it's actually quite sweet.
Really?
But it does taste... it is lighter and less chemical than the standard Dew, I would say.
I agree.
So
similar to throwback.
I'm
think
not
that's
really...
One point.
Like, you guys just demolished me. Like, I just can't really taste anything at this point. But
you guys both agree that it does not taste like original Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it actually tastes limier than original Mountain Dew to me. I don't know. That's the way
I might say lemony.
Really?
Yeah, I think it focuses more on the lemon than the lime. The Baja Blast focusing on the lime. The New Dew focusing on the lemon.
Actually, I think you're right. I think it's got a very lemonade-y flavor. See if you pick up that. Mm-hmm. Think of lemonade when you sip it.
I do. Yeah. I actually agree with you. I do think of that. Some of you may know that America, big on sugar. Other places, not so much. So it doesn't really surprise me that it doesn't have a sugary... it doesn't taste as sugary as regular Mountain Dew. You guys have any thoughts on that?
It's definitely not as bombastic or overbearing as an American Dew.
Agreed. I actually like it. I would drink more of this.
I quite like it as well. Ben made a good pick.
Yeah, I would say I like it more than Mountain Dew Throwback.
Okay.
Because, I wasn't a huge fan of Throwback, but... I do like this more. I wouldn't put it as my favorite. I would say it's better, though.
I actually think it's not far from Throwback, just in general.
Yeah, pretty close to me.
But I actually want to know, can you check, is this high fructose or is this cane sugar? I'm pretty sure it's high fructose corn syrup, but...
Regular sugar, I think. High fructose.
Do they list things different on the bottle than they would in America?
So you can read
do they do the nutrition facts the same?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Can you read the ingredient list?
So, carbonated water, sugar, reconstituted orange juice, food acids, preservatives, caffeine, flavor, color, which with weird spelling, you know, with you.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew and... that's just...
So it just said sugar, so that makes me think it might not
be...
must be
the standard sugar.
Might not be high fructose corn syrup, which gives you that syrupy punch that Colin says he really digs.
Which made me think of, you know, Throwback. But I would say I'd put this over Throwback.
I think I'd put Throwback ahead of this.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's tight for me. I don't know. I might shake things up. I might knock throwback down a little bit.
It's interesting that you guys said that you would taste more of this, even though I'm pretty sure you guys won't be able to, since I don't know how many how many times you're going to be in Australia. But this
I would say I like it, but I don't know if I like it enough to fly to Australia to get more.
Would take a level of dedication that I don't quite feel.
I would fly to Australia to get some Baja Blast. This is what I'll say.
Would you fly to Australia to get away from Livewire?
Yeah. That if Livewire was chasing me.
I don't know what that means. We're talking gibberish, Colin.
Wow. We're on the doohive.
Would you fly in a plane to get away from Seven Corners?
Okay.
That's too much.
It doesn't even make sense.
Too extreme. Anyways, so going back to that, it is Australian exclusive, as we have found in our research. Now onto the sugar. The serving size, so this is 600 milliliters, and the serving size...
Man, we gotta convert from metric.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The serving size is milliliters, 600 milliliters.
Okay, so it's the size of the bottle.
Do you have the grams, the number? Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I noticed it was a weird label, like weird nutritional facts label.
Yeah.
So I guess it's on me to go first.
Can you read what was in the throwback?
Throwback?
For comparison.
Carbonated water, sugar.
No. The sugar level.
Sugar level was 73 grams.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'm going first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will go 68 grams.
Okay. I'll do 70.
It was 73.6.
Oh. Ooh,
I so get one. Brian's one. I didn't get one. Skunked.
And Dan didn't get the sweep. So that was the sugar Bummer. Contest.
So it's really not any less sugary than
throwback.
It's basically the same. It's like a few percent.
The only real outlier, it seems, was the deeper, darker dew, the black label.
Yeah. I actually kind of hyped it up a little bit. I was kind of looking at some of the different milligrams. Mm-hmm. When I was just kind of quickly perusing it.
Oh. Okay, so it's not even the same thing.
So, we're going to ignore that fact, but
okay.
I still think we had fun.
I still had some fun.
Yes. Yeah. So,
I mean, I would be surprised if there were drastic differences in the sugars, so I was curious if there was a twist coming. But there was a twist coming.
Sort of.
And it was the black label was less sweet.
Yes. Yeah. So, Dan, as a man who rarely does the do, what is your takeaway from our smorgasbord today?
It's, first of all, you don't really think about how many variations there actually are until you actually like start enumerating them. And then you realize that, man, this Mountain Dew thing is pretty pervasive. There's a bunch of different flavors. I would say that on the one hand, I was actually surprised that there were some that I enjoyed a lot more than others. But the ones that I did enjoy more than the others, like the throwback and the deeper, darker dew, I would say that those seem to be made slightly differently. The other ones, the difference is fairly surface level. It's just like, it's like a different flavor and like a different aftertaste.
But the character maybe is not different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because it still has, it's like unlike tasting different wines or tasting different beers, which is what I've done a lot more of in the past few years than soda taste tests.
Maybe you'll have to get more into it.
Maybe. Where there can be like drastic differences in like the body of it. I would say, you know, if you kind of have a specific flavor that you really like, then I can see why you would prefer one to the other. But I would say that with the exception of the ones that are like made differently, it's mostly surface level differences. So that's not to say that that's not really a knock on people who have strong opinions about flavors, but that was kind of my takeaways. Just being reminded of the fact that they're basically compositionally the same.
I do like your take on it, coming from the opinion of that they aren't that drastically different, but they're like they're all very similar. Sort
right,
of.
I mean, they're basically different in the ways that the different colors of Skittles are different.
Yeah, but, I don't know, I don't drink alcohol, so to me, this is one of the things that, you know, I can compare, and I do definitely have favorites, non-favorites.
So are you a dukaholic?
Some may take three Baja Blasts a day as a dukeaholic.
He needs his hit.
Maybe I have a problem, maybe I don't, but, you know.
He can't get enough dukeahol.
We're here for you.
Yeah, maybe this is like some new disease. I need to get diagnosed, and then the doctors will have it in their book. He's like, he's a dukeaholic. He's over here. Strap him down.
I did want to say that there are several flavors that did not make it to our table today that are currently available.
I really wanted to try
retailers.
Dewshine, which I...
Yeah, so let's go over them. So what is Dewshine?
Okay, so one of the flavors we're trying to track down for today, it's you can't find it everywhere, it's called Dewshine. And I originally thought that the concept behind this was supposed to be that it would taste like alcohol. I really think they hype up that it is clear on the bottle. So I think it's what it really is the Mountain Dew... correspondent or opposite number to Crystal Pepsi.
But isn't Crystal Pepsi diet? Is Dewshine diet?
No,
back
Pepsi.
In the day, I think it was, or it didn't have caffeine or something. Now it's just clear.
Yeah,
it's basically
thing.
Pepsi?
Yeah,
Pepsi
okay.
without the dye in it. Which, again, I would have been interested to taste. I probably will taste that eventually. Maybe I could even, if Dan would like, I could make a blog post about it.
Whatever, man. Yeah,
whoa.
We'd post it.
Whoa. Some other varieties currently out there. There is Whiteout, which is part of the Spectrum, but it's white. Very
that's disgusting.
Really puts me off, because you would not expect a liquid that is like a soda, like a watery liquid to be white.
Well, what's the flavor?
I couldn't even tell you. Chalk dust. I don't like it.
Have you had it?
Which is why I did not put a lot of effort into tracking it down. I guess it's citrusy, like the way standard Mountain Dew is.
Interesting.
It's weird.
I would taste it.
Color of it puts me off. If I had come across it, I would have brought it, but
gotcha.
Didn't see it.
And then there's the one that beat out Baja Blast. What's
yes.
that one called again?
So there is Pitch Black. It's grape flavored. I had it back in the day when it first came out. It was around the Pepsi Blue times. I tried it. It had a very strong syrupy taste, and from what I understand, they subsequently reconfigured the recipe.
Yeah, so what I've heard a lot of people say is it tastes like grape medicine.
Yeah, like Dimetapp grape cough medicine.
Yeah.
Was my take on the first recipe.
Which is what I still hear about it. So I'm interested to hear your opinion whenever you do taste the new one.
When he do taste the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the do.
It would be so much fun to be a marketer in Mountain Dew. Just like all of the do puns you can come up
with. I would like to say that I was in Marion, Virginia, a town out in Appalachia, earlier this summer. And there's a building there that it has a little historical placard, claims to be the site where Mountain Dew was first formulated.
Whoa.
Right now, it's for sale.
Wow.
It's vacant. I think it's ripe to be purchased and turned into the Dewseum.
So, is that...
Yes! Such a good pun.
Am I allowed to talk about the big esports takeover? Is that a thing I can
that's
talk about?
That's too
much. That's too much.
Well, okay. So, anyways, I think that'd be cool to buy it. We should all... We'll split it three ways.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Do we have any parting thoughts? This was fun. I'm like kind of dizzy right now.
Whoa. We didn't rate them all.
Oh, yeah. We got to do our top.
Top three and bottom two.
All right.
There's also one called Johnson City Gold, which does have an alcoholic flavor. And at Taco Bell, another exclusive is called the Sangrita.
Oh, wait. Are these more Mountain Dews?
Yes. That also has an alcoholic flavor.
I didn't realize that.
As far as I know, those are all the currently available ones. We're excluding things, retired ones like Supernova and Revolution. And also the limited edition Gamer Fuel flavors released to correspond with World of Warcraft and Halo 3, I think.
Yep. And maybe we'll need a part two.
Did I know that this was like a walking Mountain Dew encyclopedia. Brian over here.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to add, when I went to pick up my contribution, which was the throwback, I noticed that not only is there a Mountain Dew energy drink, but there's like a whole line of them with different flavors and different strengths. And
what's
stuff.
It called again? I can't remember.
I don't
it's
care.
Like
is that the Kickstart.
Yeah, Kickstart.
It's like the Mountain Dew Kickstart or something. I have not explored those.
I've not.
So there's
either.
A whole universe of Dew.
I've heard good things though.
Maybe someday there will be a sequel if Dan doesn't keel over after this one.
So yeah, I was just saying that there could be a sequel.
Yeah.
Also, Mountain Dew wants to sponsor me.
We'll see. Let's get our rankings here.
Yeah,
wrap
okay.
it up. Wrap it all up.
All right. Mind if I start off?
Go for it.
All right.
Jinx.
So
you
owe me a
soda,
Jinx. You owe me a soda. Anyways, first of all, I don't know, maybe you saw this coming, maybe you didn't, but Baja Blast. I've already gone into good detail about why I think it's the best, so I'll put that aside for right now.
Yeah, I don't know how much explanation we need. We've already done rotation now.
We could just rank it up.
The second one, I've changed my mind about the second one, actually. I think Black Label.
Okay.
Whoa. Would definitely be my second pick. I don't know. It's kind of a shock. But Voltage, third pick, which knocked off original Mountain Dew on my top three. And my bottom two would definitely have to be Livewire and a Throwback.
With Livewire at the bottom.
Livewire being at the bottom. I've already gone into detail about why I don't like that one. And Throwback.
There you go. So, okay.
Round up. Baja Blast 1, Black Label 2, Voltage 3, bottom 2, with the last being Livewire and Mountain Dew Throwback. Okay?
Brian. Okay. So, probably no surprise. Gonna keep Code Red at the top there. Big fan of Code Red. It's my Baja Blast, as it were. Number 2, a little bit of a shake-up here. I'm gonna put the Australian Energized. I may not have a chance to have it again, but it's similar to Throwback. It's going to knock that off my list, actually. I quite liked it. And then number 3, let's see what we got left here. I'm actually going to put the Black Label at my number 3. That one is different. I don't love cranberry juice, but this is something I'm going to tell my friends about. I'm going to write home about it and spread the gospel of Mountain Dew Black Label.
I think that's interesting that you put it on your top three. I was actually not expecting that. Alright.
Okay, so I would go...
Whoa. Bottom two.
Oh, bottom two. I actually forgot, so thank you for reminding me.
If you put...
I'm gonna put Livewire. Bottom one.
Yep.
Like, very, very bottom. I'm not a fan of the sour. And then probably second to last, just the standard Dew. It's pretty basic.
I was
going to
say, if you put Baja Blast on the bottom two, we were going
to
have a fight, but you're good. You're safe.
Oh, well, let's see what's going to happen here.
Oh, yeah. All right. You got
top
your...
Top three. Number three. Well, okay. So I was going to say, I consider there's too much of an overlap between Throwback and Australian Energized.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of boring if I put both of them in my top three. Truthfully, they might both be in my top three.
Or I think I'm in the same boat.
But I just wanted, just so I can give like a spread of my opinion here, I would say number three, I'm going to go with Code Red. Out of like the fully sugared ones, that's probably the flavor I just enjoy the most. In second, I would put the Black Label. That was a big hit with us.
Yeah,
we all dug that.
It's
not as syrupy. It's got an interesting berry flavor. I don't know if it's the flavor itself is my favorite flavor, but I like the mouthfeel of it. I like the sweetness level of it. I like that it kind of is, the bubbles or this carbonation feels a little bit differently, a little bit less normal.
That was a good pick, Brian.
Yeah, I think we can all pick that one up.
My number one is the Mountain Dew Throwback. It tastes like you're drinking a rain shower outside. It's so much lighter and crisper.
Wow.
Very refreshing.
It's like you're drinking a cloud or something like that. At least compared to some of the other ones that have a real syrupy stockiness to it.
Well, wouldn't you say the thicker ones taste like a cloud?
No, because I don't know.
Well, let's not get into the finer points of drinking clouds.
Yes.
we're talking drinking soap.
Let's not get too carried away.
Cheese.
Okay.
That's crazy. No.
Straight out, Colin. Knock it off right now.
I'm going to be kicked out of my favorite podcast.
My bottom two, I would say my second lowest one is probably, what's Blue Guy called?
Voltage.
Voltage.
Okay.
Probably Voltage, maybe Mountain Dew. I think I would put Voltage. And then my number one last place, Baja Blast. Oh, there it comes. The dagger. What are you going to do about it, Colin?
I think I'm going to walk out right now.
Storm out?
Yeah.
All right, we have a rage quit. First, earn this podcast, rage quit.
So. Well, we're pretty close to the end anyway, so.
All right, well.
Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Most of us.
Probably our most inane podcast yet, but I guess that was fun. So that's Colin, who is now gone, and I'm Dan.
This is Brian. Glad to be back on the podcast.
Bye. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old